The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
1280 The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5 K298CO Minneapolis. Intelligent radio.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Secret Service recovers hundreds of billions of dollars in stolen pandemic loans. White House correspondent Greg Clugston fills us in.
The Orlando, Florida office of the Secret Service found that alleged conspirators submitted fraudulent pandemic loan applications by using fake or stolen employment and personal information. The agency recovered the money and is returning $286 million to the Small Business Administration. Since 2020, the Secret Service has initiated nearly 4,000 pandemic-related fraud investigations. Greg Clugston, The White House.
In Scotland, public health officials say stinking piles of garbage on the streets of Edinburgh are beginning to become a public health and safety risk. This is day 10 of a strike by garbage collectors in that city. This is SRN News.
Eric Metaxas has lost track of the attacks.
We're living in dark times. What happened the other day in Mar-a-Lago is just the latest example of it. I mean, there's so much evil every day, every week, every month that you can't remember what happened a year ago, what happened 2 years ago. I mean, the Mueller investigation, I forgot about that because so much else has happened.
The Eric Metaxas Show, overnights at 3 on AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way, too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-764-2179. 800-764-2179. 800-764-2179. That's 800-764-2179.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Did you know that the Patriot mobile app can do more than just stream your favorite shows? Here's cool feature number one. You can set an alarm on our app that will automatically start streaming The Patriot at whatever time you decide. It's easy. Just open the menu in the upper left-hand corner, select Alarm, and choose a time. You can set it to wake you up in the morning with Hugh Hewitt or any of your favorite hosts. Download the free AM 1280 The Patriot app today.
Looking for an affordable, thoroughly biblical Christian school for your K through 8th grader? Check out Foundations Christian Academy in Ham Lake, the newest member of our half-off tuition program. Find all the details at learnatfoundations.org. That's learnatfoundations.org.
Salmon fishing in Alaska, at an amusement park in Green Bay, or taking a stroll through Loring Park. We're where you are. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
It's time for the World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation in Bloomington and by Thunderbird Aviation, with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. Here now is your host, Al Malmberg.
Thanks, Doc. This morning we're honored to welcome to the show Tony Restaino, this year's recipient of the Sharples Award. This award is given by the Airplane Owners and Pilots Association to someone who has made extraordinary contributions to general aviation. Tony is president of the Florida Aero Club and the cruise director of the Florida Social Aviation Club. Tony, welcome to the World of Aviation.
Good morning, Al. I'm honored to be your guest on your prestigious radio show.
Well, thank you very much. What an honor to be the recipient of the Sharples Award. This is one of the incredible awards that is offered each year. When you found out that you were going to be the recipient of this, had to make you feel pretty good about all the efforts you put into GA over the years.
Well, I didn't do it intentionally, but I was very humbled to get the award, I must say. Something that you think of all your life, that you could be honored in such a way when you don't feel that you're worthy of any of those things because you only did it because of the love of aviation.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that the truth? You know, when you and I first talked, and I brought the Sharples Award up, and you immediately diverted attention from yourself, and you said, well, and Wally Funk got the Hoover Award.
That's correct. Correct. That Wally basically, Bob Hoover Award, the Wally Funk was the main recipient, and there were many other people worthy of recognition other than me. I didn't hardly feel I deserve it, but in any case, we're here now, and I'm happy that I received it.
Yeah. Had you ever met Wally Funk before?
Not before this time. Quite a lady, I must say. She was a lot of fun. Yeah. I mean, so what attracted me so much, that she was so alert, unbelievable personality, a heck of a personality, very upbeat woman.
Isn't she the oldest person to have gone into space?
Yes, she's 82 years old. And yes, at that time, yes. And in fact, she's still the oldest. Yes.
I'm trying to think how old William Shatner is, because he went up, but I think it was after Wally Funk went up. I think. I'm not certain of that.
William Shatner. Yes, absolutely. I think he's about 92. Now that you mention it, yes.
Isn't that something? If you had an opportunity to do that, Tony, to go up on one of those, to go into space, would you do it?
Absolutely. Can you arrange it out?
Yeah, you and I will go up. In fact, we'll pilot the plane, okay?
Okay. Sounds like a doer.
You've been involved in a lot of things, Tony. You were one of the leading forces to save your home airport at North Perry there in Florida on several occasions. Give us an idea of North Perry Airport is, and why is it that you guys have had to save this airport from being taken away from the community? What's going on?
Well, you know, as you can realize, that each airport has their share of accidents, which is just inevitable. You know, just like every road has their share of accidents. But people don't understand aviation makes big news, as you know. So every small accident becomes a big accident when it comes to the media, as you know. So through the years, as the growth around the airport increases, from a rural airport that was out west of Hollywood, Florida, it eventually became encroached with private houses. Therefore, you know, nobody likes the airport as usual. And when you have an accident, it becomes a very big deal. So anyway, I've been an ASN since the inception of the program with AOPA. That's over 25 years now. And, you know, that basically that if you hear something going on before it manifests into something larger, you hope that AOPA can help you, which they do. And because of that, a couple of accidents and with one of the city commissioners feeling that the property was too valuable, which it is very valuable down in the middle of South Florida, to make it into a low-cost housing project, basically, or maybe not low-cost, but in any case, property being so valuable, there could be a lot of money and taxes. And taxes that would be for the city of Pembroke Pines. So anyway, naturally, we had to defend that. And I got a group together, and I organized the NPACA, North Perry Airport Community Association, basically so that the major leaseholds, on the airport, that we would get together. In fact, you know, before I did that, not one of them would be talking to each other. They never knew each other. No friendships there, believe me. And also some competition, you know. Well, anyway, I got them together, and we formed this association a nonprofit association to reach out to the community to get them involved. You know, an airport has a lot of fencing around it, and people never think of walking onto a beautiful airport, beautiful to us, maybe not to them sometimes, but they never think about that the fence doesn't mean you can't go in an airport and and enjoy even watching an airplane take off, except for the noise, of course, which is always somewhat of a complaint, especially when there is a very, very noisy airplane. But basically, we reached out to them, and we have organized a rally each year, among many other things, but we have a rally each year with the Young Eagles that we fly about 100 kids. And, you know, we let the community know about it. And, you know, we also have within the facility, we have, tables of different vendors, and schools, and, you know, everything pertaining to maybe a a future in aviation. You know, so
you know, Tony. One thing I want to point out: the reason the media jumps all over when there's a private airplane that goes down, is because it's so rare, and it's news making because it's rare, even if there's one person on board. But that's why it is done. Tony, we're gonna take a break. Tony Restreno is our guest, and he is this year's Sharples Award from AOPA, the Airplane Owners and Pilots Association. You're listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at the crossroads of 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
In today's world, time is precious, and Thunderbird Aviation is here to save it by offering world-class charter services for you to avoid planning an entire travel day for a two-hour flight. Skip the airport trips and long security lines by chartering a flight to your next family or business destination. Thunderbird's charter flights allows you to avoid crowded airports and adjust your departure. Visit ThunderbirdAviation.com to request a quote or email charter at ThunderbirdAviation.com today.
Has your work-life balance taken a toll by working from home? The Eden 100 building has exactly what you need to reestablish your work-life balance. Affordable office leases available immediately in a private office setting. The Eden 100 building will provide you an opportunity to separate your 9-to-5 from the family and get back into a healthy routine. Conveniently located off Eden Avenue and Highway 100. For details and showings, contact property management at 952-767-0327. That's 952-767-0327.
When it comes to investing in your house, do you want to know what one of the most confusing items there is to make decisions on? Windows. We are talking massive price swings, every salesperson telling you something vastly different, and very little useful information online, which opens the door for salespeople to overcharge you. Hi, I'm Ryan with My Three Quotes, an expert on your side. I've worked with many of the top window brands and installers in the Twin Cities and can give you the pros and cons of each. That's what you get when you call me to stop by and measure your windows. We'll talk options that best fit your needs, whether it's vinyl, wood, composite, or fiberglass, and you'll receive quotes from multiple contractors just a few days later. There's no obligation to buy, but if you do, I'll be there to help you write up the order and do a walkthrough when it's done. And yes, I provide the same free service for siding and roofing. Window lead times are extra long right now, so set up an appointment today at getmythreequotes.com. That's the number 3, getmythreequotes.com.
The aviation industry is hiring, meaning there is no time like the present to start your career in aviation. This is Al Malmberg. Academy College supports you while you make your dreams come true. Earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business, IT, or aviation. Choose career-specific courses that enhance your knowledge in your chosen field. If aviation is your calling, enroll in the Commercial Pilot, Aviation Management, or the only FAA-approved dispatch course in the entire state of Minnesota. Academy College makes the college transition easy. You have the flexibility to attend courses in person or virtually to fit your schedule. Academy College offers small class sizes, hands-on instruction, and a competitive atmosphere to ensure you graduate as a true competitor in the marketplace. Live up to your potential, reach your dreams, and do it all with Academy's support. Start by emailing admissions at academycollege.edu or call 952-851-0066. Next quarter begins October 3rd. You're listening to The World of Aviation. Our guest today is Tony Restreno, and Tony was this year's Sharples Award recipient that AOPA gives out every year. Tony, when did you start flying?
Yeah, I'm glad that you straightened that last name out. It's Restreno, correct.
And I try to put an Italian accent on it, and I just can't pull it off, Tony. Restreno.
Restreno. Basically, I started flying 45 years ago, 46 years, actually. And immediately after learning to fly, I bought a Cherokee 180. And within the week of my getting my license, I joined the Florida Aero Club, which is I'm most proud of. And I've been working with the Florida Aero Club and as president for many years. And Florida Aero Club is like a social group, a safety most important part of the club, meaning that we have monthly fly-ins. Oh, I'm sorry. Florida Aero Club is made up of chapters throughout the state. City chapters, may it be Ocala, Jacksonville, Palm Beach, and so on. And we have chapters all over, about 700 members today, approximately. And basically, I try to keep families flying. I reach out to the wives to fly with their husbands to keep them flying. As you know, if the wife don't fly with the husband, eventually the husband probably will stop flying. So I reach out to try to get families flying. I always felt strength in numbers. And right now, you know, we have two annual events, the state organization. That next one will be up in Ocala. And each chapter has their own monthly fly-ins and meetings. At the meetings, each of them have someone in aviation, mostly a safety seminar, a fast seminar, and so on. And the two annual events we have are spring and fall. That's the state organization, which I'm the president of the state, meaning there are chapter presidents also. We have the annual event, which is coming up. Fall event, which is coming up in at the end of October. And I'm quite excited to have it in Ocala. And one of the highlights for me, being a car buff and being in automobiles all my life, we'll be going to the King of the Dragsters. Well, let me go on from there.
That's all right. We know what. Yeah, we know what you're saying.
Yeah, there's a museum up there that we be enjoying with the rest of our group. And, you know, we have a whole weekend of events, and I usually have an AOPA representative there to speak on safety, of course. And that's one of the main things. And through the Aero Club, most recently, I started the Millennial Chapter. A Millennial Chapter. I always felt there wasn't enough young people in aviation, as you know. Mm-hmm. So I started the Millennial Chapter. There's over 100 members. And basically, they also have their meet and greets with the same criteria, safety, and so on. Mm-hmm. A lot of them come from out of the country also because the North Perry Airport is a training airport, basically. We have no large aircraft. It's we have two active runways at all times and no large aircraft. And basically, absolutely 13 large schools. So, you know, I felt that young people should be in aviation, and we got them together. And, you know, all our members will take them flying and so on. I have a hot rod bonanza that, you know, none of them have exposure at certain points in high-performance aircraft. So I take them for a ride and show them all the I show them everything I know. And
hey, Tony,
hope that they get something out of it and get the thrill out of flying in a Bonanza. Now, after you fly in my Bonanza, the rest are not they're not too excited about going back in that 150 again. 172s are all right, by the way, Al. 172.
thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, Tony, you mentioned the importance of family and flying together. Your wife, Dee, has been, from what I understand, an incredible supporter of yours over the years. How long have you guys been married?
We're married 60 years in September.
Wow.
Yeah.
She still likes hopping in the plane with you and taking off and going to the breakfast?
Yeah, we fly regularly. I fly two times a week. I'll tell you how much I fly. I did 224 hours this year. Just did my questionnaire for the insurance.
That's incredible.
224 hours this year. That's not bad.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. And most of that is around the state of Florida, going to fly in breakfast and the like?
I'm also, I believe in belonging to every aviation organization I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also a part of the United States Pilots Association,
mm-hmm.
Which is a organization of state chapters. In other words, it's a national organization with states as chapters. And just recently we had the fly-in. Basically, it's home-based in Branson, Missouri. Recently, we went to Kansas City for the weekend. And the next one is coming up in a couple of weeks is Tucson, Arizona. Now, Kansas City, I flew my plane there, which is, a seven-hour total trip each way, of course, but Tucson, I'm going to go out commercially. That's what we do here. That's a very nice organization to belong to. If you look online and if you like to belong to a state organization like that or a national organization, it's nothing like AOPA. It's more of a social and it. Safety, and also we'll be touring, museums and so on. Oh, just by the way, the name I forgot was Don Garlett. Don Garlett. Do you remember Don Garlett, the dragster guru back in the 50s?
I was trying to think when you were talking about trying to come up with a name. I was thinking of Parnelli Jones. Is that the same era?
Well, that was he was race car driver. Yeah, but Don Garlett was a race car driver too, but drove dragsters, and he was the big guru when the Hemi engine came out back in '52 in the Chrysler New Yorker.
Yes,
he modified the Hemi
mm-hmm.
To produce so much horsepower. Therefore, always held the record for drag stuff. And then eventually, and the reason I had him, I'm sorry for jumping around. While it comes to my mind, I'd like to get it out. at the state flying that we'll have in October, I'm having him as guest speaker. He's 90 years old now, but he has a museum. One of muscle cars and one of dragsters. Now, one of the reasons I had him, although we always like to have someone in aviation as our guest speaker at those meetings, is because he was the first one to put an Allison aircraft engine in a dragster, and then make a jet dragster also. So anyway, Don Garlett, if you ever get a chance to take a look at it, I'm looking forward to meeting the man. I dreamed about him. I mean, I've worshipped him back in those days in the 50s when I was 18 years old and he was 23 or 4.
Wow.
He was so, and I'm going to meet him now. So that's a wonderful thing.
That's fantastic. We're going to take a break, Tony. We'll come back, and I've got to ask, you mentioned you've been into old cars. I want to know if you have any now. And we're also going to talk about, you've helped a lot of people get into aviation, as you have mentioned. But I also want to talk about your son, who you started flying at the age of 12. And when you told me that story, I was laughing so hard. It's a great story. We're speaking with Tony Restaino, who is this year's Sharples Award recipient from AOPA. And you're listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington, and by Thunderbird Aviation, where I learned to fly, located at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
In today's world, time is precious, and Thunderbird Aviation is here to save it by offering world-class charter services for you to avoid planning an entire travel day for a two-hour flight. Skip the airport trips and long security lines by chartering a flight to your next family or business destination. Thunderbird's charter flights allows you to avoid crowded airports and adjust your departure. Visit ThunderbirdAviation.com to request a quote or email charter at ThunderbirdAviation.com today.
Has your work-life balance taken a toll by working from home? The Eden 100 building has exactly what you need to reestablish your work-life balance. Affordable office leases available immediately in a private office setting. The Eden 100 building will provide you an opportunity to separate your 9-to-5 from the family and get back into a healthy routine. Conveniently located off Eden Avenue and Highway 100. For details and showings, contact property management at 952-767-0327. That's 952-767-0327.
Soaking up the sun in Fiji, walking through the sculpture garden in Minneapolis, or standing in awe at the Grand Canyon. We're where you are. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Get that Rack Shack attack, Rack Shack barbecue. To do you right, we take time for a barbecue flavor that will blow your mind. Get that Rack Shack attack.
Hear the top voices in conservative radio on your Amazon smart speaker.
Now streaming AM 1280 The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
Just ask Alexa to play The Patriot Minneapolis. That's play The Patriot Minneapolis.
Al Momberg here for Thunderbird Aviation, located at Crystal Airport and Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie. Thunderbird offers scenic flights and introductory flight lessons to get you up in the air, flight training for the future pilot, and fueling and maintenance for the aircraft owner. Thunderbird Aviation is dedicated to providing superior service to its customers, and this is abundantly clear with their charter flights. Looking to take a trip with the family or make a business event and would like to avoid the hassle of long security lines? Thunderbird provides world-class service to anywhere in the U.S. and Canada and lets you pick the Twin Cities Airport to depart from, making travel day efficient and easy. With a COVID-conscious travel environment that meets all CDC guidelines to ensure safety for passengers, have Thunderbird be the one that gets you where you need to go by emailing charter at ThunderbirdAviation.com or by calling 952-941-1212. You're listening to The World of Aviation. Our guest is Tony Restaino, and Tony, again, was the this year's Sharples Award recipient from AOPA. Tony, you've helped a lot of people get into aviation, including your son, who, if I remember right, you told me he started flying at the age of 12. You'd put him on a Miami phone book or something like that so he could see over the top of the instrument panel. It's a great story, and if you could share that with us. He was 12 years old, and then he started taking lessons with another instructor, and it's a great story. If you could share that with us, please.
Sure. Well, anyway, I know that your audience hears my accent. I left New York, but New York never left me. So you have to forgive that. But I'm here in South Florida 50 years.
Wow.
Well, after many years, my wife, again, who was great inspiration to aviation, and she's a hard worker and keeps a lot of the Florida Aero Club going. And she wanted to go for aerobics, and aerobics at the local middle school. And I would say to her, Dee, I don't feel like going there. I said, I'll find something to do. Well, she never liked what I could find to do. So she says, no, I'd like you to come. I won't go without you. So I 1 week goes by, 2 weeks ago. It was night school in the local middle school. And eventually, after about the sixth week out of the 14 weeks, she says, come on, I definitely want to go. So I go there. I go, and she says, there's something about aviation here. You always looked up at airplanes. Why don't you come with me? Maybe you'll enjoy it. So I go there, and I go into the class unannounced, and I sit in the back of the room like I always did in school, and listening to what they're talking about. And they're talking about the four strokes of an engine, power intake, exhaust, and compression, and so on. And so I get home, and Dee says, hey, how did you enjoy what you did? What did you learn? I said, I learned nothing. I says, I know all about that. I've been in the business fixing cars all my life. So that went by. Again, then there was a Tuesday and Thursday from 7 to 9. And eventually, she said, what did you learn tonight? And I said, they were showing me something about a gauge or something in the middle that it blows up when the engine starts because of a vacuum. Oh, I said, naturally, it's an AI. So I said, oh, well, I didn't know about that, that it had a, you know. So I said, well, you learn, you learned something. I said, okay. Well, anyway, in the class, everybody's writing like crazy, and they got these big, fat books. And I said, all these guys are nuts. What's going on? So after about the third time I go there, a guy starts kicking the back of my seat. And he says, hey, buddy, meet me outside on break. I'd like to talk to you. So I go out there, and the first thing the guy says, have you taken any lessons yet? I said, lesson? What do you mean, lesson? Have you taken any flying lessons yet? I says, he says, you realize you're going to have a test at the end of next week? You got to get busy and studying. I says, are you crazy? He says, yeah, you learning to fly a plane. I says, me learn to fly a plane? Are you crazy? So I come home. And my wife says, what did you learn? I says, Dee, they're trying to teach me how to fly a plane. I think this is ground school. I think they call it ground school. Holy crap. And I happened to say to the guy, I go and I said, Dee, let's take the kids to the airport. I've never seen a small plane up close. Let's see what it looks like. I want to look inside to see about that thing that blows up when the engine starts. So we go to North Ferry Airport, right?
Wow.
And I'm walking in the gate. At that time they had 5-foot gate or 4-foot gate. Yeah. And right behind the gate is the most beautiful white with a golden brown trimmed. Now I know what it is. I didn't know at that time. But it was a Comanche 250. Yeah. But, I knew it had constant speed prop by that time and landing gear, retractable end gear. So so there's a sign on it, for sale. for $12,500. I walk in the gate with my wife and my kids holding their hands, right? And there's a sign on the plane there, and my wife says, buy that plane. Buy that plane. Are you
the perfect
crazy?
Woman.
I only been in this ground school for about 3 weeks, and you're telling me to buy the plane. So anyway, while I was there, I looked, and there was another beautiful plane. And being a World War II, you know, I'm 86 now. So naturally, I was around. I was a kid in World War II, and I loved the fighter planes, the P-51 mm-hmm. especially. Yep. So the closest thing to was, I hate to tell you, Al, not a 172. The fighter planes had the wings on the bottom, right?
Exactly, yes.
So anyway, there was a Cherokee 180, and I just loved it. And I saw that for the first time. Beautiful. All right, getting back to, like I said, the first thing I started to fly, I met this guy, and the guy says, you have to join the Florida Aero Club. So I said, sure, you know. So I went and bought this $24 book at the time in 1977, the latter part of 77, and I got my license in 78. Believe it or not, it used to be cold over here in those days in South Florida. Wow. Much colder anyway. But anyway, not that there's global warming, it's just the site. The climate, you know, it's, but anyway, I started to fly. My first person that I flew with was my son. I took my son with me, and up in Merritt Island, we were on a little vacation. So I rented a plane in Merritt Island, and he's about 12 years old at the time. I rent the plane, and I go see an uncle of mine. I was so thrilled and so proud that I could fly, and so was he. And I'm coming back, and I'm attempting to land at Merritt Island, and I see this big cell offshore moving pretty rapidly. And I'm trying to get my hands on the radio. I get my hands on the knobs of the radio, and I call in that I'm landing, you know, a non-powered airport. The FBO was listening, and so they heard I was landing. And as I'm getting closer and closer to the airport, this cell is coming closer and closer to the airfield. So I immediately said, John, we can't land there. I said, we got to find a place to land. And I have a sectional in the plane. And my son says, Dad, according to what I see, there's a field about at our 4 o'clock position. I think we should land there. So I make a U-turn, 180, 360, turn around a couple of times, see the airfield, spiral down, and land there. And it was the three people guide me to a tie down and stop me there, all jump on the ropes, tie me down, and I'm in the trailer, right? All of a sudden, the phone rings, and they says, there's a lady on the phone wants to know where her son is. That's
you had told me that when your son was 12, you would give him the controls of the plane, and you were teaching him how to fly. And then a couple of years later, he started taking lessons from another instructor. And what this instructor, when you asked him, how is he doing, what did this instructor say when your son first started taking lessons from this guy?
All right. Well, basically, as I led into this, so naturally I joined this club, the Florida Aero Club, and we had these fly-ins regularly. So what happened is, each time we flew, I'd have my son, I put pillows under him, behind him all. Now he's like 230 pounds and 6 foot now. But at that time, I had to put pillows and everything into my Cherokee 180, which I wound up buying, by the way. And, you know, I'd have I teach them about the VOR, to track the VOR and all, and my wife and daughter were in the back seat, and we get to one of our flying destinations, and I said, would you believe it? John just flew us here. My wife would go, no, I don't believe that. Are you crazy? He just booked. I said, yeah. And then eventually I put his hand on the throttle and I advanced the throttle. And, you know, he's 12 and a half, maybe 13 at this point. And I said, D, you know, I made him take off with the airplane. He flew us all the way here. No, not my son. I had him landing in the plane. I had him landing Incredible. At about 13 years old.
And, Tony, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back. Sure. And we definitely want to hear what the instructor said when he first started giving your son lessons. We're speaking with Tony Restaino on the World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is the World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Has your work-life balance taken a toll by working from home? The Eden 100 building has exactly what you need to reestablish your work-life balance. Affordable office leases available immediately in a private office setting. The Eden 100 building will provide you an opportunity to separate your 9-to-5 from the family and get back into a healthy routine. Conveniently located off Eden Avenue and Highway 100. For details and showings, contact property management at 952-767-0327. That's 952-767-0327.
In today's world, time is precious, and Thunderbird Aviation is here to save it by offering world-class charter services for you to avoid planning an entire travel day for a two-hour flight. Skip the airport trips and long security lines by chartering a flight to your next family or business destination. Thunderbird's charter flights allows you to avoid crowded airports and adjust your departure. Visit ThunderbirdAviation.com to request a quote or email charter@ThunderbirdAviation.com today.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-764-2179. 800-764-2179. 800-764-2179. That's 800-764-2179.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
The aviation industry is hiring, meaning there is no time like the present to start your career in aviation. This is Al Malmberg. Academy College supports you while you make your dreams come true. Earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business, IT, or aviation. Choose career-specific courses that enhance your knowledge in your chosen field. If aviation is your calling, enroll in the Commercial Pilot, Aviation Management, or the only FAA-approved dispatch course in the entire state of Minnesota. Academy College makes the college transition easy. You have the flexibility to attend courses in person or virtually to fit your schedule. Academy College offers small class sizes, hands-on instruction, and a competitive atmosphere to ensure you graduate as a true competitor in the marketplace. Live up to your potential, reach your dreams, and do it all with Academy's support. Start by emailing admissions at academycollege.edu or call 952-851-0066. Next quarter begins October 3rd. You're listening to the World of Aviation. Our guest is Tony Restaino, and Tony is this year's Sharples Award recipient from the Airplane Owners and Pilots Association. Tony, where we left off, all right, your son starts taking flying lessons, and if I remember correctly, after I don't know how many lessons it was. You called the instructor and asked him how your son was doing. The instructor said something like, "I'm not teaching him anything. He knows everything."
That's correct. Basically, at 14, I says, "John, you have to start getting some good time. I'll pay for your lessons and the plane, the gas in the plane, or fuel in the plane, as we call it." So he says, "No, Dad." He says, "I got a side job. I'll pay for the instructor. You pay for the fuel." So I started. So he liked an instructor where he was working, and he gets on his first flight. And I says to the instructor when he landed, I says, "How did he do? I mean, what did you teach him?" He says, "I couldn't teach him anything. He's a pilot." So I put him under the hood. Put him under the hood at 14 on his first flight with an instructor.
Wow.
So eventually, the time passed. He got his license on his – he sold it on his 16th birthday. He got his license on his 17th birthday. He got, then I bought my Bonanza. So on his 17th birthday, he started to fly my Bonanza. At the time, you had to do 250 hours to get your instrument and commercial at that time, if you remember. You couldn't continue on right from private all the way through like you can now. Yeah. But anyway, he got his instrument commercial in my Bonanza, put 150 hours on it before he even went to college. So he went to college. I sent him to Emory-Riddle Aeronautical University. He was a drill team commander, and I sent him for engineering. Engineering. Yeah. Because he always wanted to be a fighter pilot. So he joined ROTC there, and he was a drill team commander, joined ROTC, did a five-year course in 3.5 years by doing, weekends and also summer school. And he went to lead in fighter training, and I was very proud at the graduation when they introduced him that out of the class, he was the best instrument pilot in the class at 20, whatever he was at that time. He was the best instrument pilot in the class. And, it started when he was 14, going under the hood. I always say that.
Yep.
So anyway, he went on he went out to Holloman Air Force Base. Oh, by the way, in the dream sheet, when you what's your dream sheet, what kind of plane you wanted to fly, he always wanted to be a fighter, of course, like many of us did. And he was the only one in this class to get an F-15. So he got the F-15. He did very well in his class. I sent him, smart boy, and he went to leading fighter training in Luke Air Force Base. And then he got stationed in Holloman. In fact, in Holloman, listen to this one. This is interesting. There was a memorial put up for the Squadron 19 here in Fort Lauderdale after the flight. I knew one of the people in there in administration, and they requested my son fly an F-15 from Holloman Air Force Base to Fort Lauderdale. And he did that at 22 years old. He flew an F-15. I had the whole Florida Aero Club there. And, when that plane pulls up and that nose dips down and it stops and the engines unwind and the canopy opens and the pilot takes off his helmet. "It's my son." My God, what a thrill that was. And
a
everybody
proud papa.
Cheering of the Florida Aero Club cheering. That was quite a thrill.
Now, and, Tony, if you don't mind, because we're getting short of time here, spearheaded critical humanitarian relief, general aviation flights to the Bahamas after Hurricane Dorian. And when I read that, I thought, that's incredible. Can you describe what it was like to fly into the Bahamas after Dorian caused so much devastation there? What was it like from the air coming in the first time you saw it?
Well, actually, you know, we've done that in the past as the Florida Aero Club. With the Florida Aero Club, we get together and we do humanitarian support. Basically, we did it back with Andrew, the worst hurricane we had. I was flying in the UEs and the other helicopters, helping the military load, not only me, but my club. And this time, all the time, Bahamas gets hit very hard with storms, as you know, or hurricanes. They come from the east and continue through the state. And this year, as usual, we did that all. We organized, and in one of the gentlemen's hangars, we asked for donations from everybody. We have people bring donations in and fill up the hangar. And then our individual planes, we fly them over to drop off everything that you can possibly think of, from diapers to toothbrushes. So we do that pretty we've done it for more than one hurricane, and we continue to do that. So, yes, we do all of those things.
I've often thought it'd be surreal to fly into an area that's been hit by a hurricane that's as devastating as some of the ones that you've just mentioned, to be flying in clear blue skies and calm conditions and to look down and see the devastation. It has to take your breath away.
You can't imagine the devastation. You can't imagine when you don't even see a twig meaning a tree, a little bush, nothing. Everything is leveled, nothing. And then the Bahamas, I hate to say it, their building codes are not like we have here. So when those houses go down, there's just rubble. Just like when Andrew passed Florida here, it was just rubble also. But anyway, again, one of the most important things we did is we took a lot of dogs back with us, believe it or not. Because they had more trouble getting out than the people, believe it or not. So we took dogs back with us.
Incredible.
And again, it's very, how would you say, you feel very good about what you did. There's a lot of satisfaction in doing that. And I got to admit, my club, many of our pilots have worked by doing that. Even well after the hurricane.
Well, you know, and the aviation community does that on an ongoing basis whenever there's disasters.
Absolutely.
Oftentimes the public is not aware of the contribution that they provide and what they give to the community. It's pretty amazing.
Yes,
Tony, it has been a lot of fun having you on the show. I want to mention that your son went on to, he's still flying for Delta Airlines.
And, oh, that's correct. We got off the subject. Yes, he became a Delta captain, and he's flying. He's senior captain with about 27 years now, and he's flying the Airbuses, all the Airbuses, including the Neo, having quite a career at 58 years old.
Wow. And, Tony, I'm going to ask you to hold on. I'm going to talk to you off air here, so don't go away. We're going to put you on hold, and thank you very much. Next week, we're going to have on Pat Whedon, by the way, from the Kelch Museum, and it's going to be great to have Pat back on the show. You have been listening to The World of Aviation. Our guest, Tony Restaino, and what a story he has had in his life in flying in general aviation, isn't it? Pretty remarkable. The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at the crossroads of 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation, where I learned to fly, at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is the World of Aviation.
Sightseeing in Paris, at the mall in Bloomington, or on horseback in Dallas. We're where you are. Listen to AM 1280, The Patriot, at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
You listen every day.
I never miss it.
So now it's time for you to join the conversation.
Who, me?
Like AM 1280 The Patriot on Facebook and share your thoughts with like-minded conservatives. You can also enter to win prizes, learn about upcoming events, and more.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.